Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button, for spending a little time with me so we can talk about monkeypox, because that's so much fun, right? Another big World Health Organization emergency. It's panic. Everybody panic, right? That's kind of what they're saying. Monkeypox, the old pox is back.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice.
Well, you know, on the show we've been talking about the pox for a while, so that's why I had to come here and tell you all about it, because, you know, it's going to be the next big thing. This is one of these topics that I've been talking about since probably 2020, when I had that weird dream about my son covered in bumps like some kind of a kooky rash. And the video that I titled is the last plague of Egypt, is that's what's coming next? Seems like this is the next big thing. The World Health Organization, we knew they were going to make an announcement about this, and it just came out. And this is a big deal. They want there to be a collaborated effort. They want the world to come together. They have ideas of how they're going to do this, and already online, I don't want you to get freaked out, but people are saying that they're going to start doing the old mandates again, the dates of man, and they're going to really start cracking down. They're going to like make this out to be like it's a big thing, because, you know, it's a different virulent strain. The first one that they were concerned about, Iclad A or something like that is the name, you know. We talked about it. It didn't seem like it was that big of a deal. It, you know, transmitted mainly sexually, you know, or if you had open sores or something like that. But now, this second one, type B is a lot more scary, because you could walk around not even know you have symptoms and you can give it to somebody because you have mild symptoms at first. And I think to myself, this sounds a lot like Virus of the Crown Part 1. Remember we thought, oh my goodness, you know, it takes 21 days before you start showing the old symptoms. And in that 21 day period before you actually get sick, you could transmit it. And we all believed them. And maybe it was true. Or maybe not. I'm actually drinking the old wormwood tea for this. It's a bitter pill that needs to be swallowed, but there's a lot of sus stuff about this, a lot of weird stuff about this. I don't know if you know who the artist Banksy is. Okay, Banksy, who does these like stencil drawings and stencil art, he's been doing it for a while. He's like kind of a, you know, what do they call it? A guerrilla artist, where he goes and he just, you know, paints things and does things. Somebody actually stole, he did a piece of art on like some kind of a big, you know, satellite, and they were stealing the satellite to sell it on the open market. But the irony is, Mickey Fitz tags me in this, because Mickey says, hey, this is a lot like the movie 12 Monkeys. You remember 12 Monkeys, where it had that terrible world, or, you know, crisis where everybody got sick and then died, and they called it the Army of the 12 Monkeys. They brought in this terrible virus, and then a time traveler needed to go back in time. Well, before everybody started getting sick, there were these stencils that would go up all over the place of these monkeys, which is exactly what Banksy's art pieces are. And now I see these art pieces all the time. The gorilla opening up and letting the doves fly. Some people saying they're parrots. Then the monkeys right next to the subway. All of this stuff is weird. Quinky dinky deuce. I talk about this how long ago? Just in July 12th, I put out a little tweet where I said, a little post, excuse me. I put out a little post on X where I said, hey, won't be long before we start hearing about the monkeypox again. And why was that? Because Red Hulk was trending. Red Hulk was trending at the time. And I remember I did a show where Doja Cat was like Red Hulk. I talked about this in my last show where I had Rex Bear on.
That, you know, the more we nurture a negative thought and we put it out there, even though it's not a reality, but for whatever reason, we're programmed to think this is, you know, this is going to be the next thing. Oh, we're going to be in this. And you hear all the top influencers giving us a nonstop diet of fear, you know, fear, insecurity, worry, doubt. It's coming out. You know, it's like the new thing now is the pox, the monkey pox. You know, I'm going to be doing a show on this. And it's funny because Doja Cat was dressed up and like had her head shaved and she was completely red and she had all these little rubies all over her face. And I on the show, I said, oh, you look like Red Hulk. And I said, like in the Marvel movie, Red Hulk. And I said, so what are you saying? What are you saying? That in the future, we got to worry about the devil pox? Are the pox coming? Are we going to have to worry about the monkey pox next? And it was exactly like, I don't know, was it 80 weeks? We hear the thing. So it's kind of like, there's more. We have more. If we can open our eyes and look and not be scared, you know? It's interesting. Doja Cat, you know, she's looks like she's going to be in a new Marvel movie. I think she's going to play, I think the news is she's playing the She-Hulk, the Red She-Hulk, except for this one's got the pox. I'm just kidding. She's not in a Marvel movie. She did that on purpose. Yeah, believe it or not, she did it on purpose. She covered herself in rubies, like, I don't know, the Scarpielli fashion show, something. Schiaparelli Haute Couture show, fashion week in Paris. She's like, I know what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to just shave my head bald. She was bald. I don't think she shaved her head bald, but she's bald. And then she's going to be red and she's going to be covered in rubies. If there was ever a picture of like the most carnal basic thing, that would be that. You know, Adam, ruddy, red. We've talked about red, talked about a lot of baldness on the show. Is Doja Cat saying something? Is that going to be like the devil pox, how they're going to call it? People going to turn red, come down because, you know, they're going to line up, be told we can't work unless we get what they tell us to get. Or you get the devil pox. But we talked about this on that show. I brought up the fact that I did this video 81 weeks ago from today. That's a coinky-dinky-do. That is a weird thing. You know what's even weirder? Do you remember that movie Nope that went out a little while ago? About the aliens, and, well, the central character in that movie was a monkey, and the monkey was, like, covered in bloody, he was, like, a murderous monkey, and he did all this terrible stuff, and it was a scary thing. The whole movie brought to you by Monkey Paw Entertainment, and that movie came out exactly 2 years and 23 days ago. This guy Luca posted about it. It's weird, right? But, once again, this is something that I thought would be coming. This is something that we've been talking about on the show for a long time. Since 2020, in fact. And by the way, that was this video that I did right there, this video. I did that video 3 years, 11 months, and 13 days ago. And what was that video about? All of a sudden, I became very Italian. I'm like, I did that video. That's right, I did the video. It'd be like walking, too. You know, I do impressions sometimes. I don't know. I did this video, you know, like 3 years, 11 days. This head injury is something else. 3 years, 11 months, and 3 days ago. Right? Just like a meatball, I do this video where I had this dream where Ethan was covered in these bumps like a rash and it freaked me out. And I put it in that video, which was about the last plague of Egypt. And I said, is that what's coming next? 3 years, 11 months, 3 days ago? You got the 3-1-1 going both ways. Very strange. Take a look.
Last one that I didn't even want to talk about. And I'll tell you why, because I had a bad dream about Ethan. And I woke up and I associated it with the virus of the crown. And I woke up and I was sad because in the dream he had all of these, it looked like he had a really bad allergic reaction to something. And I actually screamed, Danielle, get the Benadryl. Danielle, get the Benadryl.
You think to yourself, oh, this is going to be something. This is going to be something scary. This is going to be something scary because who's to say? Who's to say that? You know, this time where they say, oh, you don't need to do this, you know, but you won't be able to go dine in this area. But what if now they're like, you need to? What if now they're like, you need to? A lot of people worried, but I don't want you to be scared. I want us to create a better day for ourselves. There's going to be an alternate economy for people that don't want to participate. Believe me, I have a vibe. I have a good idea of how things are going to go. And right now, I think to myself, well, you know, I did have that dream.
And here we are, and it's like within a perfect amount of time. And, well, you know, I saw Doja Cat, and I said, oh, is the devil pox coming? And then here we are, 81 weeks later, and they're declaring it. So, like, maybe God's real, right? Maybe God's in charge here. Maybe God's inspiring me. You know, I don't come on here like the other goofballs and come on here and be like, the Lord tells me the next thing that's coming. I don't know what I'm doing. I have a weird dream. I shared a dream. I got to get vibes, right? Red Hulk was trending, and I'm thinking, oh, I remember I did a video where I was calling Doja Cat Red Hulk. That's weird, right? Because God is the great God of inspiration. I can only do what God tells me to do. That's the same thing with you. That's the same thing Jesus said. He goes, I can only say what God tells me to say. But I don't know. You know, Jesus also said, I cannot tell you the day or the hour. I don't know what God is doing all the time. But you know God through me. And I hope that you know God through me as well. I hope that my faith encourages you not to be scared, not to be freaking out over this whole monkeypox thing. I mean, you know, here we are again, right? This is nothing new on the channel. And if some of you goofballs are going to leave me a comment, be like, oh, all you do is say, I told you so, I told you so. No, I have proof. I talked about this stuff. It's not me trying to prove myself, because I'm clearly a goofball who doesn't know what he's doing. But, hey, what do you mean? What do you mean you don't know what you're doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Why are you always putting yourself down? I don't know. Maybe I'm a little insecure. Maybe you should be more secure. Yeah, it's come to this. Huh? What do you mean it's come to this? I mean that I have a puppet. I have a puppet next to me. I'm no puppet, man. I'm Sonny, dude. Okay, all right. Say goodbye to everybody. Will you all do me a favor? Will you please hit the like button, dude? Hit the like, dude. It's very important. It's very important, Jacob. All right. I know it's important. How else do you expect them to know the show? I hope that they share it around. They better share it around. I hope so, too. I don't know. You mind if I touch your beard? What do you mean? I just want to touch your beard. I just want to rub it. I just want to... Okay, everybody. I think it's time to go. All right. Love you guys. Love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye!
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the East to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling